Las Artesanas is a cultural event that will take place at Café Mayapan on Saturday, September 24th. The event will feature Chef Marcolina Salvador Hidalgo, recipient of the 2016 Expo Puebla Artesanal Gastronomía No. 1 Mole Award. Las Artesanas event will also feature local music, mole de Puebla, and ancestral food, exhibits, and demos. Here to tell us more about the Las Artesanas event are Carolina Franco and Lorena Andrade. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Lorena, this event benefits La Mujer Obrera. Mm-hmm. And I know we see the logo, we see the women, but can you tell us a little bit about the organization for those that may not know?
Yes, La Mujer Obrera was started in 1981. We're a garment worker organization. We're located in the Chamizal barrio that was known as the Garment District. So we organized women to defend their rights, their labor rights within the factories. When we lost our jobs because of NAFTA, we lost more than 35,000 jobs, majority of them women. We also felt that we needed to have a vision for our community, what we wanted our community to look like now that the factories were gone. So we began social enterprises. So we have Café Mayapan. That's how we thought of Café Mayapan. Rayito de Sol, our daycare center. We have an import company called Lumetic, which is part of the Red de Artesanas. And also we have a community farm and a farmer's market.
Which is a lot. You guys have a lot of action going on. And it's kind of neat because if you go down to the market or if you go down to Mayapan, you kind of see the pieces come together and come to life. Mm-hmm. Can you share some of the success stories that have come out of the retraining that has taken place and the empowerment?
One of the successes is that ourselves, the women that were displaced by the garment industry, they are the ones who created all of these businesses. Mm-hmm. And this year, what we're celebrating the most is the 10th year anniversary of the Network of Indigenous Women Artesanas in Mexico. And that it started as saying, well, maybe free trade was not so good for us, but maybe fair trade. We're going to try to develop a fair trade network. And so we began with that idea. And now we have more than 30 cooperatives in Mexico. More than 3,000 women form those cooperatives in 12 different states of Mexico. We were able to start our import company and now we are certified fair trade. So that is one of our biggest successes, that the women on both sides of the border can help each other out and do a mutual support and be able to create, as women, create work, create our own jobs, work, and help sustain our families and our communities.
And it's neat because you go to these markets. I went to one in Oaxaca, and it's all women, and it's all artesanías, and it's beautiful stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing, the work and the thought and the detail that's there. I mean, it's kind of always there, but then you realize that it's women, and I don't know what it is. It changes things.
Of course. Yeah. When it's women that are sustaining their economy, when they're independent economically, that also sustains their family and therefore the community that they are in. That is very important to us. And it also maintains and strengthens our ancestral traditions, whether it's through the clothes that we wear, but also the food that we prepare. Everything comes from the land, and then we also put back into the land. That's one of the principles that we have as the Red of Artesanas. And so that has been a really important for us in El Paso, in the United States, also trying to sustain our community and our families through the jobs and our traditions and our ancestral foods.
So let's talk about food, because there will be mole.
Yes, there will be mole.
So how did you recruit Chef Marcolina to come and teach us how to do it?
Marcolina is one of the artesanas. She was one of the founders of La Red. She's been there from the beginning when we began to develop the artesanas in the very first meetings that we would have in Puebla and here in El Paso. As we know, she does the artesanía, but she also cooks and prepares her traditional foods, which is something that we do as women and also here in La Mujer Obrera. So a couple of years ago, she was able to enter her mole into this huge festival, and she won first place as well.
So do you know if we get to taste the first place mole, or what is she going to teach us?
Well, she's going to teach us at Mayapan from scratch how to prepare the mole so that we can then offer it during the festival to everyone who goes and visits and wants to meet the artesanas and the history of the artesanas and listen to the local musicians and artists as well. We feel that that's important, that we here as artists and people who promote our culture are grateful for them and their battle to sustain our tradition. So it's also an exchange. But then as well on Friday, the Friday before, she's going to give a class, almost like a private class, yeah, a smaller group, more intimate setting.
Experience.
Let's talk about that, because this is really intriguing. You get to be in a kitchen, in a home, with Marcolina, learning how to do mole. And that's open to us, I mean, as long as we can get a ticket.
Yes,
right?
So that's going to be at the home of Felipa Solis. It's going to be a hands-on mole workshop, so you'll be cooking your own mole. Marcolina will be giving the class. And it's just going to be a great evening of mole making and eating mole and music and the sunset. We call it mole in the sunset.
Felipa helps us with those kinds of phrases.
Yes. Well,
Felipa's quite the cook herself.
Exactly.
So I can imagine her and Marcolina having a good time in the kitchen.
Felipa was all excited about talking about her industrial kitchen that she just got and everything. So it's going to be a great event. If you're interested in buying a ticket for this event, you could call Cafe Mayapan at 915-217-1126.
You also have a Facebook page in case you missed the phone number, but you can look it up on Facebook and find the information there as well. Mm-hmm. So what more can you tell us about the event on Saturday? I know music. Will you tell us about who's playing?
There will be some local danzantes and also local musicians, but it will be from 4 o'clock to 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So that will be full of activities, music, danza, and we also encourage the audience to participate, especially in the danza and with the music, because we feel that we should all be participants. Just like we're all going to learn to cook, we're all going to learn to play some music and do some danza, and that's very important for our community to be participants in the development of their own culture. And on Sunday, also at 11, in our community farm, we're going to have Matiana. She's the raramuri, the artesana raramuri from Chihuahua. She creates all of the artesania that we import from the state of Chihuahua. And they make a lot of those ancestral games, like a lot of the games that the raramuris play.
Yes.
So while we're having our farmers market, some of the local growers will be stopping by. We'll also have food prepared outside. And she's also going to be teaching us how to play all those traditional games of the raramuri. So that should be fun.
How fun.
Yeah.
Well, it's always a good time when you go down to Cafe Mayapan, because even though we're all in touch with our roots, you always learn something.
Yeah.
And you always see some new seed used in a different way, or eat a chapulín for those of us who haven't had crickets. Or just, there's something about it. It kind of opens up this beautiful magic. And that's just through the power of that openness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And about that, it's a community event and it's a family event. And we all have something to do when we're there. That's what we're trying to accomplish. So if you go to the farmer's market, you can buy vegetables, but you can also learn how to make food, but you can also play the traditional games. You could sit around the farm and have a picnic with your kids or with your family or your friends, play a little bit of music, join in with the music. So it's always, hopefully, we're trying to accomplish that. It's always about a participation, that we all learn. And how do we learn the best? Through practice.
Right.
So if we can put it into practice all together, then we think that that's what is going to sink in and that's what we're going to carry with us.
Okay, so tell us how to get to Mayapan.
It's 2000 Texas,
yes.
Right?
It's 2000 Texas, so you can either, from the I-10, you can use a Piedras exit or the Cotton exit. It's between those two.
Perfect. On Friday, if you'd like to do the private class with Chef Marcolina at Felipa's house, contact Mujer Obrera through their Facebook page.
Through Facebook page. Uh-huh. Or the phone number 217-1126.
Yes, and also at noon, we're going to have a panel. So both of the artesanas and two of the compañeros and the compañeros that help us coordinate the red in Mexico, they will be on a panel at noon.
And so that's on Saturday?
That's on Friday.
On Friday.
On Friday at noon at Cafe Mayapan. So they can present about the work that we do in Mexico. And also it's time for questions and a dialogue with the artesanas as well.
Yeah.
And then Saturday is the big event.
Yes, from
artesanas.
4 to 9.
And 4 to 9, eat, drink,
dance.
Shop,
yes. Learn, yes.
With our proceeds benefiting La Mujer Obrera, we are all welcome to join them. Don't forget, Las Artesanas happens on Saturday, September 24th at Cafe Mayapan. Today, my guests have been Carolina Franco and Lorena Andrade of La Mujer Obrera. Thank you so much.
Thank you.